Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. 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 Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good evening. Wherever you are on this great land, on this great planet, this is Ron, the webmaster of FreeWillFilmWorks.com and FreeWillAlliance.com, being joined by Saeed Sabor of AmericaInFocus.org. And on this October 19, 2015 program, we're going to expose all of the lies of Hillary Clinton, which she spewed out in the first Democratic debate last week. Now, obviously, Hillary did not want to have any debates at all because she's a terrible debater. She knows that she would get killed in a debate, and that's what happened. But, believe it or not, all of the Big Brother pundits, the liberal lunatics, and the fake phony conservatives all said she won the debate hands down. Although there were two liberal loons who questioned the other pundits. One was Chris Matthews of NBC, and the other was also Lawrence O'Donnell of MSNBC. Now, Lawrence, special guest on by the name of Dick Van Dyke. Are you familiar with Dick Van Dyke, Saeed?
Of course. He was the famous on the sitcom Dick, the Dick Van Dyke Show, back in the, I think it was the 1960s, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. In the 60s, and he also did numerous movies, etc. And he's about 90 years old.
Right.
And he just came out with a new book, Keep Moving, about retirement, how to survive retirement. But Lawrence O'Donnell asked Dick Van Dyke what he thought of the debate and who won, and Dick Van Dyke says, well, Bernie Sanders won, which was obvious. Now, there's a guy by the name of Frank Luntz who conducts what they call focus groups after debates. And he does it with Republicans and with Democrats. He did it after the first two Republican debates, and he did it after the first Democratic debate. And he has about a dozen people in these focus groups. It varies. Not an exact number every time, but between like 10 and 20 people. The focus group that he did after the Democrat debate, every single individual in the focus group was asked, who do you think won the debate? Guess what they all said, all of them, 100%. Agreed as to who won the debate. Who do you think that was, Saeed?
Bernie Sanders.
Of course. See, the people are literally, even Democrats, and this is hard to believe. I was shocked because I thought most Democrats, liberal loons, had been totally brainwashed by the Big Brother establishment media, and they would believe everything that Big Brother media tells them. Well, fortunately, they did not have time to hear the pundits, the talking heads, talk about who won the debate, because the focus group was conducted immediately after the debate, where none of them had a chance to listen to the so-called experts. And I guess that's probably why they all said Bernie Sanders won the debate, because they weren't influenced by Big Brother brainwashing, Nazi-style, Herr Goebbels propaganda. Now, let me go through some of the key points in the debate. Now, Anderson Cooper, do you want to briefly explain who Anderson Cooper is, Saeed?
Yes, Anderson Cooper, if anybody watches Big Brother Media, he's basically the icon, the liberal icon on CNN. And also, keep in mind, Anderson Cooper is also an admitted homosexual as well. And he always takes the super liberal views of the establishment and actually agrees on everything.
Yeah. And also, he is one of the top members of the Vanderbilt crime family. You're familiar with the Vanderbilt crime family, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, the Vanderbilt family, they're a super rich, elite family in the United States. Actually, many of whose members had their hands basically on the cookie jar, so to speak. I think one of them happened to be Gloria Vanderbilt as well. She was a famous fashion designer. She's also from that family.
Yeah, it started out, I forget the name of the first Vanderbilt, Cornell Vanderbilt, something like that. Back in the 19th century, that's the 1800s, and they got into, I think the Vanderbilts were into real estate development, and I think they got into railroads and all sorts of stuff. But they were a front group for the Rotten Shield crime family, just as many other of the so-called robber baron crime families of America were. And the most famous sub-crime family of the Rotten Shield crime family is of the Rottenfeller crime family, whose founder, John D. Rottenfeller the first, got his start with money from Jacob Schiff, who was a front man for the Rotten Shield crime family. And he got into oil, and then got into banking and all sorts of other things, food, etc. But Anderson Cooper now is considered to be the pretty boy of the liberal media, obviously homosexual, super liberal. But he actually came out swinging at Hillary, which surprised me. And the first thing he asked her is, you've switched your position on many key topics, key subjects in this presidential campaign. And we just want to know, do you say whatever you think you need to say to get votes? And she got upset, visibly upset, lost it, and said, oh, no, I've held to my guns since my early days. I've never changed my position, my core values, is how she said it. I've never changed my core values, and I've always fought for what I believed in. And then she said, well, you know, as all people, all Americans, and as all politicians, we change our positions from time to time. And then her sycophantic jackass idiots in the audience started cheering. And Anderson Cooper let her off. But he, not totally. Then he brought up the email scandal. And he talked about that and says, do you think that the American people, that you have a credibility problem with the American people? And she lied, of course, and said everything she did was illegal. She didn't do anything wrong. And then she brought out, oh, and of course, remember the Benghazi committee, the committee, the Republican committee investigating Benghazi, of course, is an arm of the RNC, Republican National Committee. And they had created that committee strictly to go after me to knock my poll numbers down. So she went into the same routine that she's been going in ever since that jackass lied, a Republican lied, deliberately lied, and said that the Benghazi committee investigation was created solely to knock Hillary's poll numbers down. It had nothing to do with Hillary. The Benghazi committee investigation was created to get to the bottom of what happened. Now, we've talked about this many, many times. Ambassador Stevens found out that Hillary and the State Department were taking the leftover military hardware in Libya, because he was the ambassador to Libya. He found out they were shipping it through a CIA warehouse that was only, I think, a mile or two away from where he was staying in his consulate. They were shipping the weapons through that warehouse to Turkey, into Syria, to support the rebels in Syria to knock off President Bashar al-Assad. Hillary was running the operation directly. Ambassador Stevens found out, started sending emails, talking to people that he was going to expose what was going on. She panicked and ordered him to be murdered. This is a fact that is not denied. That's what the Republicans are trying to do. The Republicans know that she gave the order to have him murdered. The Democrats know she gave the order to have him murdered. Everyone in D.C. knows it. It's just the Republicans can't get the what they call the smoking gun. And that's what they're trying to do, is find the smoking gun. And that's why they, when they found out about the emails, which they had no idea that Hillary had her own private email server, separate from the State Department, they had no idea about this until they launched the investigation. And once they found out about the email server, then that became a gigantic scandal. And so, remember, even though a person commits a crime, whether it's murder, whether it's rape, whether it's embezzlement, whatever it is, until a prosecutor can get the hard evidence, they can get away with it. Do you remember some guy here in America, Saeed, who got away with a double murder because the prosecution couldn't get the hard evidence? Do you remember that guy?
Yeah, of course. It was wasn't O.J. Simpson, right?
Yeah, O.J. Simpson. He's the most famous murderer to ever get away with cold-blooded murder. He even confessed in the jail cell when they first arrested him to a guy who went to visit him that he murdered the two people. That confession was not admitted in court. Everyone knows O.J. committed the crime.
Right.
Everyone knows Hillary Clinton had Ambassador Stevens murdered. The RNC, the Republicans in the House on the Benghazi committee, are just trying to find the hard evidence, the smoking gun. Now, Bernie Sanders is a honest, legitimate politician. He is a gentleman. He has said he will not make attacks on his on the other candidates, whether Democrat or Republican. He came to her rescue as she was about to melt down on the stage because of the email server scandal and said, America is tired of hearing about your damn emails. And she started laughing like she does all the time, the stupid asshole laugh that she does, and shook his hands and thanked him. And Anderson Cooper dropped it. Although one of the other candidates, Anderson Cooper, went to another candidate and said, do you think honesty and integrity is something that a person needs who's running for president? And the guy said, yes. And then Anderson Cooper went to Hillary and says, do you care to respond to that? And she said, no. And Anderson Cooper dropped it. So she dodged a bullet. That could have shot her down. And literally, if Anderson Cooper had allowed the other candidates to say something and had gone further on that, she would be out of the race today. She would no longer be in the race. It's that simple. Now, another thing that was brought up was Wall Street. Bernie Sanders hates the Wall Street banksters because he knows they're master criminals who have ripped off the American sheeple of trillions of Federal Reserve notes, foreclosing on houses and corporations and companies, etc., and ripping them off with high interest rates on credit cards, etc. Well, of course, the Wall Street banker problem came up. Bernie said his piece. Then Hillary wanted to look like a hero, as the champion of the little people. And she knows that she's got baggage with Wall Street because she takes money. Do you want to explain, say, who she takes money from?
She takes actually contributions, and she's gotten paid, of course, for speeches by the world's probably the biggest investment bank in the world called Goldman Sachs, which is headed by super Zionist Lloyd Blankfeld, I think that's his name. And she regularly gets contributions from him. And keep an eye on mind, Goldman Sachs also financed the campaign BS, Barry Sotiro. So Goldman Sachs has a long history of financing criminals in office. And, of course, they're going to finance Hillary as well. So for Hillary to say that she told the bank's office a total joke, given the fact that she gets so much money from Goldman Sachs, I mean, God knows how much real money she actually gets. I mean, officially, she might get like $250,000 here and there, but unofficially, she gets much more money from Goldman Sachs.
Yeah. And, Saeed, would you please explain what Goldman Sachs is a front company for what crime family in Europe?
Of course, the Rothschild crime family. I mean, keep in mind, Ron mentioned Jacob Schiff. He was a front man for the Rothschilds. All these banks in America, the investment bank Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Chase, all these banks are just front for the Rothschild family. And the Rothschild, all these front, keep in mind, all these frontmen for the Rothschilds, they took money and they, in turn, they sent it back to Europe by financing wars and revolutions. I don't want to get too off topic, but just to mention, Jacob Schiff financed Leon Trotsky and the entire Bolshevik Revolution with the money he got from the Rothschilds, because the Rothschilds want these front people in the United States. This way they can buy off politicians, and when they use these front men to buy off Hitler and others, it's like money laundering. Like when drug dealers take all their legal profits from drugs, they launder it through phony corporations. That's what the Rothschilds do with all these front people.
Yeah, it's an absolute joke. Now, Bernie went down on the banksters and really sucked it to them in the debate. So Hillary, of course, she's competing with Bernie Sanders. That's her only competition. So she's got to look like she's more to the left of Bernie Sanders, who is a hardcore communist. So she said, and this is almost a near quote, I can't say it's an exact quote, but she said, before the meltdown of 2008, in 2007, I went to the bankers, to Wall Street, and I told them to cut it out. Stop foreclosing on people. Now, imagine a politician saying that she went to criminal banksters and told them to cut it out, like some child on a playground telling some other child, stop it. Well, Bernie Sanders, I realized real quick that that's insanity. And he says, I'm sorry, Mrs. Clinton, but Congress does not regulate Wall Street. Wall Street regulates Congress. And even the super liberal Big Brother talking head, Chris Matthews, brought this up tonight on his show, and said that he couldn't believe that Hillary would make such a statement as that. And he agreed 100% with Bernie Sanders that Wall Street controls Congress. Now, had I been on the stage, this is how I would have responded to Hillary. I'd have said, well, that's great, Hillary. You went to the banksters and you told them to cut it out and stop foreclosing on people. That's terrific. So when you get into the White House, is that what you're going to do if the banksters start foreclosing on people and start charging excessive interest rates on credit cards and other skullduggery? Is that what you're going to do? And she said, well, of course, that's what I'm going to do. I'm a champion of the people. I'm for the downtrodden. And I say, oh, okay. So have you ever read the Constitution? She said, yeah, I know it inside now, by heart. And I said, oh, okay. So the Constitution says that the person occupying the White House has dictatorial control over the country and over every corporation and every industry and every person in the country. And if someone does something wrong, she can go up to them and shake her finger and tell them to stop it. Is that right? Now, what do you think she'd have to respond after I called her on her stupid-ass statement, Saeed?
Well, she would probably be totally, since she's a stupid idiot, she would be totally dumbfounded, and she would start blabbering.
Yeah. See, the problem with Hillary is she truly, honestly, sincerely believes that the president is a dictator who can do whatever he wants. And if she were to sneak back into the White House for another 8 years and illegally occupy it like her and her partner in crime, Sicko Bill Willie Clinton, did back in the 90s, that she would behave like a dictator. Because that's what she is, a dictator.
Right.
She
and
is worse than Hitler, worse than Stalin, worse than Mao Zedong combined. Go ahead, Saeed.
Now, I was going to say that, you know, me and you, Ron, we were talking off air about this, and what's going to happen, as we spoke about, is the fact that, you know, with all the accusations that are going to be hurled back and forth, especially about the email scandal, that's not going to be totally buried. It's still going to come up. Journalists will bring it up and other issues. You know, it's going to end up, in the end, Hitlery is going to start trying to position herself not only as the symbol, the icon for the downtrodden. She's going to constantly harp about being a woman in politics, that she should be president because she's a woman. She would be the first woman president, like BS was supposedly the first black person to be president of the United States. Likewise, Hillary is going to constantly harp that if you elect me, I'm going to be elected the first woman in history in an age where men dominated politics.
Okay, that's my next point, Saeed. I'm glad you brought that up. Because during the debate, Anderson Cooper, the homosexual flaming fag, actually brought up the point that she's a super insider. Now remember, Hillary was in illegally occupied the White House for 8 years with her partner in crime. They had over 100 people murdered who got in their way. When they were running for the White House, she kept telling everyone publicly and privately, it's 2-for-1. If you vote for Bill, you're voting for me. You're going to get two presidents instead of one. Called herself co-president. People called her Madam President in the White House. She believed she was president. 8 years in the White House as co-president. She then spent 6 years in the Senate. She then spent 4 years as a fake phony Secretary of State, and she did nothing for the country during her 4 years as the fake phony Secretary of the State. The only thing she did is traveled around the world more than any other, probably more than all the other secretaries, fake phony Secretaries of State combined, raising money for her 2016 campaign, taking bribes. That's what she did. She took bribes for 4 years, from the Saudi scum family, from other dictators, billionaires around the world, in her, what they call her, secret slush fund. And she was taking donations to the Clinton Foundation. Now, her answer, now I just laid down the background of Hillary. 16 years of insider. 16 years as an insider. And when the fag, Anderson Cooper, asked her, why do you think you're not an insider? Her statement was, well, I'm going to be the first female president. That's why I'm an outsider. Now, let's use Hitlery logic. Something that was started back during 93 when she first took office as co-president. Hillary logic is anything she says is logical, even though it's illogical to everyone else in the universe, and I mean literally everyone else in the universe. It's logical to her. Things she says is the final word on anything and everything. Even though she says something, it doesn't make sense to everyone else in the universe, including Yahweh Elohim, the holy angels, the fallen angels, everyone here on earth, everyone burning in hell. According to her, it makes sense. So it's one against billions of other people. Now, let's use Hillary logic. According to her logic, that means Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, Nancy Pelosi, and all the other witches in Congress are not insiders. They're all outsiders because they're females. Isn't that correct, Saeed?
Well, according to her logic, yes.
Every female in the Senate and in the House and every female who's illegally occupying governor's mansions, etc., they are outsiders, political outsiders. And if you're talking about D.C., all the female senators, female reps, all the females in the cabinet, they're all outsiders. This is what we're dealing with this megalomaniacal maniac, Hillary. She is 180 degrees opposite of all of mankind. Mankind, all 7 billion plus, are on one side. She's on the other side on a scale. And the scale is down on her side. And all 7 billion are way up in the air. We're wrong. We're all wrong and she's all right on everything. That's the universe that she lives in. It's called the Hillaryverse. A lot of people don't know what the Hillaryverse is, but it's a special universe in the mind of Hillary.
Right.
Hillaryverse.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thing about Hillary and something that people should ought to know is women in D.C., whether they be first ladies or anybody else in D.C., have never been outsiders. They've always been insiders. And one of Hillary's icons, of course, is Eleanor Roosevelt, who, like Hillary, she's dead now, obviously, but she was also a female homosexual. And she actually, like Hillary with Bill, she also acted as co-president. In fact, when Hillary took the White House, this is actually, from what I understand, a fact, she used to hold seances in the White House to conjure up the evil demonic spirit of Eleanor Roosevelt, who she looks up to as one of her icons, her political icons.
Yeah, Hillary is literally, clinically, and legally a witch. You can call her a witch, and it's not you're not lying or you're not impugning her integrity. She is an avowed witch. She's admitted it. Now, Eleanor Roosevelt ran the White House. She made most of the decisions on policy, and the reason why she could do that is because that bastard Frankie was committing adultery on her, and she could expose him at any time. He had to do whatever she said. It's as simple as that. For Hillary to say that she's an outsider and she's going to come in and she's going to clean up Washington, D.C., get rid of all the corruption, she's going to clean up all the corruption in New York, all the banksters, because she's a female and the males who have run the country for 39 years have have wrecked the country. And she's going to come along riding on her white horse and save America because she's a woman. Well, this is absurd. The women behind every man who's lived in the White House has called the shots. The men have not made the decisions. The women have. So what she's claiming is absurd. Women have been running the country for 239 years. It's as simple as that. When she was in the White House with her partner in crime, sickle rapist, serial rapist, Sick Willie, she was making the decisions. When the bimbo eruptions came up, she told Bill, bomb Serbia.
Right.
Bomb a and baby was, factory.
Right, and that was taken right out of... Right.
Powdered milk
exactly.
Factory. Blow it up.
Right, and you know, it's actually interesting. Just like in the movie Wag the Dog, starring Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro, the country that there was a fake war started just happened to be, what was it, Albania. And wasn't it interesting that Bill Sicko William Idiot Clinton and Hillary just happened to bomb Serbia, which is right next to Albania, during that during their internship as criminals in the White House. And on the movie Wag the Dog, the same fake war, phony war, just happened to happen in the Balkans.
Yeah. Well, obviously the people who made that movie were trying to explain to the American people and the world what Sick Willie and Hillary were doing. Is every time something about Monica Lewinsky came up, Hillary would explode. And this is not, I'm not making this up. You can read books about it. There's going to be 100 books written from now until the election about what went on. There's already a few books that have come out. She would be cursing and screaming and yelling the whole day nonstop, storming around the White House. And if any staffer looked at her, she'd say, fire him! You couldn't look at her. You couldn't speak to her. And she would curse everyone nonstop around the clock because of the Monica Lewinsky thing. And she would give orders to Bill, bomb someone. Take the press off of Monica, the scandal, and put it on the war. That went on for about a year or so when the Monica thing erupted. And there's so many things that have come out about what she did in the White House that it would take probably 100 programs to detail them all. Now, let me bring up a couple more things. The TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Anderson Cooper asked her, why did it take her so long to take a position? This is her exact quote. I did not take a position on the TPP until I took a position on the TPP. That was her answer as to why it took her so long. That's a nonsensical statement. If that debate had been a college debate, she had been on the debate team, Sanders would have been on the debate team, and the debate would have been judged as according to college, the way they judge debates, she would have lost. She would have got zero. Sanders would have won it with whatever they give him. I don't know how they grade him or whatever. Sanders would have won. She would have lost. Total zero, total flop out. No contest. That's how badly she did. And her answer on the TPP alone would have cost her the debate. Much less her statement about her being an outsider in her email and the Wall Street. Now, one point she brought up, Sanders says we should look at Denmark and some of the other European countries on education. Well, she made a smart-aleck remark. Well, I like Denmark. It's a wonderful country. But this is America. We need to do things our ways. And my program on college is much better than yours. So she made fun of Sanders for bringing
right.
up another country. Well, a couple of days later, she's talking about gun control. And so what does she do? She says, well, now the program they have in Australia and Canada is a program I'd like to institute here in America. Well, it's called gun confiscation. No one's allowed to own any semi-auto weapons. And you have to go through
yeah.
an incredible background check. So she makes fun of Bernie Sanders for bringing up another country, and then a couple of days later, she starts touting what other countries are doing. She is the biggest hypocrite, political hypocrite, in the history of the world. There is no one else in the history of the world who is a bigger hypocrite than her. She is by far and away the biggest political hypocrite in the history of the world. Bar none. She tells more lies than anyone who has ever lived in the political realm. She's probably told more lies than anyone who's ever lived. Yet,
you know,
Democratic sheeple buy her crap, hook, line, and sinker. We got about 2 minutes. Any closing comments?
Yeah, I just want to make a final comment, very brief. Keep in mind, you know, the lies of Bill Clinton and now the lies of Hillary. Keep in mind, not only in the White House, but even before the White House, when sicko William was governor of Arkansas. Keep in mind, Hillary ran Arkansas along with her partner in crime together as two governors in one. Arkansas had one of the lowest rates of education and prosperity. Well, I wouldn't say prosperity. I mean, one of the lowest levels of poverty in the entire United States. They ran that state to the ground, and they're going to run the United States. Well, they already have run the United States to the ground, and they're going to do it again if Hillary wins.
Yeah. It's called the Arkansas. When they were there, it was called the Arkansas Mafia. You know, like the Italian Mafia, the Sicilian Mafia, the Russian Mafia, etc. Their control of Arkansas, and they still control it, it's a mafia. That's what it always was once they took over, and that's what it'll always be until they die and someone else takes over. They ran America as a mafia for their 8 years in Washington. And if the Rockefeller crime family allows her to serve another 8 years in the White House, they will run America just like a mafia. Now, stay tuned. We're going to have more programs on this. But for now, signing off for Saeed Sabor of American In Focus. This is Ron, the webmaster of freeworldfilmworks.com.